Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We're your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing it for you. How's it going, boys?
Not too bad.
Are you sure?
What?
I don't know.
It's a little bad. It is Monday, but we're in the graveyard. You can't have a bad day on Monday in graveyard.
Monday.
Milestone. Monday, fun day.
Milestone episode 86. I was born in 86, guys.
Really?
A young pup.
I was.
86. I was in eighth grade.
Eighth grade in 86? Wow.
Speaking of 86... How would you spend your first 2 hours of 1986? That's hard to answer, but hey.
In January?
That's not why we're here. We're here to talk about how you'd spend your first 2 hours in Hollywood studios.
Before we do that, Matthew, can we talk a little about just some comments we've had lately?
Absolutely we can.
I want to comment. We had one, and I shared this on some of our social medias. Tinker Mama is a name on Instagram. She said, "We are at Walt Disney World this week. I wanted to send you all a special thanks for some great planning advice for our trip for the Halloween party and early morning magic at Magic Kingdom. We've done almost everything on our list so far with your planning tips. Thanks, guys." We were excited to post that and share that because that's why we do what we do.
Okay, and that wasn't either of y'all?
No, that one does.
Okay, I'm not on Facebook, so I knew it wasn't me. I was just wondering. I wanted to make sure.
No, it was. It actually, somebody Thank actually that listened and posted
that's
that.
That's very nice.
Here's an email from Chris. He said, "I've been listening for about 6 months from Pennsylvania. I really enjoy the show, the format, the humor, and the sarcasm." What's sarcasm?
Sarcasm.
He said, "I listen to a handful of Disney podcasts and follow some folks on Twitter, but the Grim Grinning Guys is by far the most entertaining. My family and I, wife and two girls, ages 6 and 4, are headed to Disney for our third trip in just under 2 weeks. They were there in the last week of October. We'll be catching Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and we'll be using some tips I picked up from you guys. One last thing, I really enjoy hearing the constant background music during the podcast. Keep up the good work." Thank you, Chris, for that very kind email. We appreciate listener feedback like yours. That's what keeps us going. Another email from Brian Petrus. "Matt, Derek, and Craig, I wanted to tell you guys that I really enjoy your show as well as your stance as Christians." Thank you, Brian. "I've been a follower of Josh since 2011, and his first show on your podcast was the first episode I listened to. I have been listening since." Thank you, Brian, for following along.
This is in response to one of my comments on a past show. It says he's describing our show to a fellow Twitter user. He says, "At Grim Grin Guys are the clean Disney version of Always Sunny Crew. Example, we are good with throwing up on each other." And I replied, "Maybe just one of us."
He also said, "Don't you touch my safety bar." Laughed way too hard at this and made me a little uncomfortable. Well done. But yeah, Jeremy Fayard has given us a lot of great shout outs. We appreciate that.
I asked recently during fall break who I was going with because we knew that some of our loyal listeners, Mandy and her husband, Michael, also Nick and Amanda, some other favorite listeners were going. So, but Tyler Price and some others said that they were going to be there as well. So appreciate those comments, just kind of keeping up with our listeners and see who all is continuing to visit the wonderful world of Disney.
Nick McNabb, you mentioned it in reference to our 80 free things episode. He said, "I can't believe you left out walking on sidewalks and breathing free air." So
he's taking shots at us.
I think he is. Also, Walt Disney World today tweeted to us, "We apologize for the inconvenience. We will pass along your feedback to the appropriate leadership team."
That was your
What was that
rant?
From, Matthew?
I think that was just them giving us a shout out.
I don't think so. What would that come from, Matthew?
was your Dumbo rant, Matthew. Come on.
I know.
Own it. That's just a few of the things we've gotten here lately. You just want to kind of share.
We really enjoy it. And like I said, I say it every episode that we really try to interact, answer any questions or comments that we get, and interact with you all listeners.
We do love some listener feedback. It keeps us going. Well, guys, let's get down to business. This is why we're here today. Your first 2 hours in Hollywood Studios. We've covered your first...
Mine or yours?
I don't know. We've covered your first 2 hours in Magic Kingdom. We've covered your first 2 hours in...
Epcot.
And today, I'm talking about your first 2 hours, how you spend them in Hollywood Studios. And we, as we continue to say, your first hours in the park are the most important because that's where you get the most done. So for this episode, we're going to change it up a little bit. We are going to give each of us a different demographic. Craig, you are going to have teens.
Okay.
Let's give Craig doesn't get to go often by himself. Let's give him by himself.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're going to have just
by my girl with my wife, too.
Okay. Well, you can take her if you want.
Okay.
Adults only.
Okay.
Derek will have the teens.
Okay.
I'll have the little ones. And obviously, this will change, maybe. When Hollywood Studios gets Star Wars Galaxy Edge.
Yes, because we'll probably recommend not going.
Just
going
to go to the park at all.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be so off. Derek, you have teenagers.
Okay.
Where are you starting your day?
This is the group that I would prefer to have, or just me and Rachel. The little kids make Hollywood a little tougher, so I'm sorry, Matthew. But we are heading straight to the fun and exciting rides. We're skipping Hollywood, or not Hollywood Studios. We're skipping Toy Story Land right now.
Uh-huh.
We're going for Rock and Roller Coaster at Rope Drop. I think that ride line, the lines for that ride build a little quicker than for Tower of Terror.
Yep.
So I'm heading straight for Rock and Roller Coaster right off the bat, and then Tower of Terror, and then Tower of Terror again. I'm going to try to get two rides on Tower of Terror. I think you can do it in 30 minutes. You can get those three rides in 30 minutes. I will probably hope to have an early fast pass for Slinky Dog if I'm able to get that. That's what I'm going to hope for.
Yeah.
And after Slinky Dog, I'm probably going to go on over to Midway Mania.
I tell you what, Hollywood Studios has been getting a lot of love from us lately.
They have.
Well, a lot of attention. I don't know how much
show,
love. Yeah.
Not love for the dining, but... Two shows in a row at Hollywood Studios. That's pretty big.
Indeed.
So I'm saying that I can do, if I have the fast pass for Slinky Dog, I can get five rides done in that hour is what I'm estimating.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip Alien Swirling Saucer. I don't find that ride enjoyable. I don't think teenagers will.
Yeah, I can see that.
So we are going to skip that, and probably our other two fast passes hopefully will. At least one of them will be up in this hour, and we'll probably ride Rock and Roller Coaster again with a fast pass. And I don't see us doing shows or anything, really. Mm, so
not in the first.
I might do 2 hours and go. Just this is as of right now.
So you're just leaving after your first 2 hours.
I might do that. I know we kind of talk about that sometimes, what we do the rest of the day.
So for you, it's not your first 2 hours in Epcot. It's your 2 hours in Epcot.
Hollywood Studios.
For you, it's not your first 2 hours in Hollywood Studios. It is your 2 hours.
I think Hollywood Studios. Just because with teenagers, they don't want to go see Indiana Jones, I don't think.
I think you'd be surprised. Maybe some would.
I'm sorry, what I would allow my teenagers to watch. Or Beauty and the Beast, or Little Mermaid, something like that.
Last Motor Action.
It's already gone, Craig.
Oh.
Way gone. Come on, Craig.
Where you been the last 20 years?
You take me to the Great Movie Ride after that.
Yeah, yep, Great Movie Ride. But I might consider coming back and doing... Well, I'll get into that if we decide what we're going to do throughout the day.
Okay.
Instead of just... I'll go on and say that. I would come back for Fantasmic.
The teens would love that.
But what about the tweens?
And I'd probably skip a lot of the Star Wars stuff. I always forget about Star Tours because it's kind of off over there by itself.
Yeah,
now.
It really is. Not for long, though.
No.
Not for long.
It's just me and Misty. So we are going to, we'll definitely do rope drop. We'll get there early enough and go ahead and run over to Toy Story Land, do Slinky Dog, and probably right after we get on Slinky Dog, then we'll go ahead and, since it's so early, we'll head over to Rock and Roller Coaster, and then go, right after that, try to hit Tower of Terror. I'd probably do all that before Fast Passes. Probably could do all that before Fast Passes.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
I do.
After that, see, I don't think we're going to do any shows either.
So, oh. So we are some hating.
Hating on the show.
First, there's not much to eat if you don't make a reservation.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm just trying to think out loud and trying to figure out where else I would go. Without the, well, I, let me back up a little bit. We would probably come out of Slinky Dog and go over to Toy Story
Mania,
and then go over other side of the park and go over to Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror and ride those two. Getting close to probably my first Fast Pass, and I'm not sure what I'd use my first Fast Pass on since if I able to accomplish all that in.
You could ride those. Three headliners again, though.
I could.
You could do Slinky, possibly, if you're at your 60-day window plus whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could do Slinky. And
I'd go ahead and get one
and
for...
And Tower of Terror. You could ride all three of those again.
Right.
So, with a Fast Pass. So,
right.
I mean, that'd get you...
And that's the thing is, Hollywood Studios...
That'd take you out of your 2 hours, but...
Hollywood Studios, and I think we saw this from our ride rankings, it doesn't have a lot of rides, but the rides that it does have...
Have
really good.
Re-ride-ability.
Absolutely. Right.
And I would work as Star Tours in there, yeah. Too.
That one's just so hard to get to now.
It is, but it also doesn't build weights very early. Like, we went, Bruin and I used a Fast Pass there at 10 a.m. and didn't need to use a Fast Pass. It was just a walk-on, and that's an hour after park opens for a good ride. So.
You know, and if I am going to watch a show, I probably would go to Beauty and the Beast on stage. That's a pretty good one.
I forgot about the...
And I would definitely go see the one you guys told me the other day that I've never seen, that I didn't realize.
The Frozen.
I'd enjoy going to see that. So, that's a terrible explanation of the first 2 hours, but that's really all I think I would do as a couple. And I'm almost like Derek. I'd almost say, all right, we've done all this. Let's go to another park now until that night.
One positive about Hollywood Studios, though, is Epcot. You're not far. Even if you decide to walk, you're only about a 15-minute walk.
Wonder how many people choose to buy the park hopper option based solely on Hollywood Studios. I bet several people splurge for it just for that reason.
It wasn't too long ago you would do a half a day at Hollywood and half a day at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. But I think you can make a full day out of any park if you're really looking to try different things.
Sure.
And they have enough... Like you're saying, they've got enough shows and stuff.
There's so much more.
As what's going to fall into for you as a parent with kids, yes, definitely.
With the character greets.
With a couple. I mean, you're...
Right.
Again, there's just not enough there to really keep you there, I don't think.
Yeah, but I think you can also explore different things, like the whole Muppets Courtyard. There's still places in Hollywood Studios that are fairly relaxing and kind of peaceful. And so it's all about what you're looking to do. If you're wanting to ride, Hollywood Studios may not be the park to spend a whole day in, but if you're looking to take in a lot of those shows and a character meet and greet here and there,
yeah,
you know, you can.
And depends if you've done those things or not. As a couple, Missy and I wouldn't be interested in going to Indiana Jones. We definitely wouldn't go to the launch bay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just things there that you just probably wouldn't.
But maybe you could enjoy Hollywood Brown Derby since you've never.
Sure. Yeah. Nice meal. Yeah.
Yeah. With the little ones. I actually did this just a few weeks ago on fall break on that unexpected trip. And I don't know if I would change a lot from what we did. If we're planned out early enough, we would obviously have our Fast Pass for Slinky Dog because I would like to avoid that rope drop if at all possible. And with the little ones, what we're probably going to do is if we have the Slinky Dog Fast Pass, we'll go straight to Alien Swirling Saucers. I know it's not the best ride. It's probably the worst ride in Hollywood Studios, but... my boys loved it. Derek, I know Boone, you said he enjoyed it.
He did.
So we'll probably rope drop that because I'd go there before Toy Story because it's such a short ride. So you can get on that and get off real quick. No, there's not a big rush to Swirling Saucers. I'd get right off Swirling Saucers and probably head to Toy Story Midway Mania. Well, it's Toy Story Mania now. And when I get off of that, I'm probably heading over to meet, this is kind of what we did last time, probably heading over to meet Mickey and Minnie in Red Carpet Dreams. You can meet Mickey.
Never met them.
Mickey is in his...
Since they moved.
Yeah, he's in his Sorcerer Mickey attire. When I get out of there, if there's still a short wait, I'm probably going to walk right next door and meet Olaf at Celebrity Spotlight. So knock out a couple of character meet and greets that may have a wait later in the day. And
that's something I feel that they do well at Hollywood Studios are the character meetings.
Yeah, they've done a good job of that. You know, you got Disney Junior characters, you got your classic characters, you got Star Wars characters. They're adding Mike and Sully back again to Walt Disney Presents later on, well, in 2019 with some of those changes.
So they'll be going where Star-Lord and Groot were.
Yes, yeah. You know, we're going to ride a couple Toy Story Land rides, meet a few characters. I think that's probably about our first hour. And about that time, hopefully around 10, 10:15, we're going to ride Star Tours in standby. And again, you do have to, your kiddos have to be at least 40 inches tall to do that. And after that, we'll start using our fast passes. We may use it at Toy Story Mania. I'm sorry. We're going to use it at Slinky Dog, kind of like I said earlier, and rider swap if need be. There's not a lot of rides to use it at Hollywood Studios. We may use it again to ride Star Tours. And the rest of the day, we'll probably see Frozen Ever After. We'll head over. We'll see the Muppets in Muppet Vision 3D. We're not going to spend a lot of time on Sunset Boulevard because Tower of Terror is still a little intimidating for little ones, even if they are tall enough. And then most of them aren't tall enough for Rock and Roller Coaster. But, yeah, we're going to mix in some character meet and greets and the rides that they are tall enough to ride in a show here and there. I guess that's about it. Hollywood Studios is fairly simple. Just, I think there's a lot of flexibility.
There is. Especially if you avoid the shows.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of room to navigate, I think, more so than if you're a big show watcher. If you want to watch the shows, you've got to really try and get there and do your rides before the shows start. Because once the shows start, just like at Animal Kingdom, the shows are going to take up quite a bit of time.
I think we would, you know, basic Hollywood studio strategy would be as simple as get your fast passes for Slinky Dog Dash, Tower Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster. Do the other stuff first and then come back to those and ride them with fast. I mean, we were there this summer and obviously it was different because there was a 7 a.m. extra magic hour, but we'd ridden pretty much every ride in the park by within an hour and a half.
Right, because we were leaving there by 8. Yeah. We left there by 8:30.
Well, yeah, we rope dropped Magic Kingdom the same day. Mm-hmm.
It's not one of the more difficult parks to navigate unless you're trying to do Star Tours right now. I think that's the hardest part to get to is Star Tours.
And it's like you mentioned earlier too, Matthew, you also want to probably work in there some of the meals and definitely a peanut butter and jelly milkshake.
Absolutely.
And some, you know, things like that. So, you could wander around and really spend a lot of time there doing different things, but that's the key. I mean, if you're on a set agenda to get a lot of stuff done, you're probably not going to spend all day at Hollywood Studios. I again for not me and Misty or Derek and the teenagers, for the little ones, I think you could easily spend all day there and really enjoy it and be a part of everything. I just don't see it as much for.
Do the boys enjoy Little Mermaid?
Yeah. Yeah,
they can tolerate it.
Yeah, they really like the March of the First Order. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they like Star Wars Launch Bay too. You know, Hollywood Studio gets a lot of hate because it's just like a lot of different things going on. But that's good in the sense that there's a little something different for everybody, and it's only going to get crazier and wilder with Mickey's Runaway Railway Car or whatever that is, along with obviously Galaxy's Edge.
And also Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy.
And Metroville is coming to old Pixar Place where you can meet Edna Mode and a lot of other stuff coming in 2019. I think they're trying to throw out a lot of stuff in 2019 because most people are pushing off their vacations to wait on Galaxy's Edge. So guys, anything else about your first 2 hours in Hollywood Studios? Hopefully our listeners got some advice.
It kind of sounds like we went beyond 2 hours. Because we talked about...
We did.
And it's been a while since we've done a 2 hour, so we've probably talked about a lot of this just in our RTRs and stuff, really.
Yeah, we have.
And as always, yeah, the key is rope dropping. No matter what you're doing, no matter if you got kids or you got teenagers or you got just you and your spouse, you've got to get there at rope dropping. You can get it all done.
And at Hollywood Studios, especially with Toy Story Land opening a little bit early, I'd get there at least an hour early.
Mm-hmm.
We were there an hour and 15 minutes early. You know, there's still a good number of people there, even that early. So if you're heading, especially if you're heading to Slinky Dog, you really need to get there, do your due diligence, and get there early.
Right.
Speaking of getting there early, it's time for
Grim Greatness. Oh man,
what I miss Freddie Mercury already.
I do too.
He'll be back on another show.
Is it my question?
I've got to say my voice for some promos this week.
Oh, okay.
Working on.
Yeah,
I bet you do. Yep. It is your turn, Derek.
Okay. We may have talked about this before, but I'm not 100% sure. We've talked about it so much, so sorry if it runs over. But if there were maybe something we haven't really touched on a whole lot in riding the rides and all that, be it a snack or some of the other entertainment they have, what is something that you would recommend outside of the first 2 hours for Hollywood Studios?
Okay.
Like for me, it would be to definitely stop and get a carrot cake cookie.
Ah, yes.
At their trolley car cafe.
So that is your answer?
Yes. I gave my answer.
So anything after the first 2 hours.
Right.
Something you think you should do at Hollywood Studios. I like
And that. I've got another one, but I'll just...
We'll go ahead and throw out another one.
Another one would be to see, just because they're so easy to see, is the Citizens of Main Street.
Citizens of Hollywood?
Citizens of Hollywood.
Which some of those are getting cut, but...
They are, but those shows, the shows sometimes can be long, but if you just want to get a glimpse of them as you walk by, that's fine too. I've done that several times just to kind of watch. They're all funny. And a good show to watch if you want to stop some of those shows. I know I've stopped and watched some, and sometimes they've been 20 minutes long. If you're willing to wait that long, or if you want to just, like I said, just as you're walking by, they're a joy to watch. That's two things that I took away from you. Take that.
Craig, what about you?
Well, I mentioned one while ago. I definitely would stop by and get a peanut butter and jelly milkshake. I also probably would go to Sci-Fi Cafe, and the restaurant, really enjoy... You can get a milkshake there as well, but it's just that's a neat thing. Even no matter if you have kids or not, just enjoy going back in time, sitting in those cars, eating a hamburger or whatever, and watching those old little shows.
Both of you are picking food.
Mm-hmm. Yum!
I'm going to pick. It's now called Walt Disney Presents, but it will always be one man's dream to me. Going back to Craig's nostalgia, I could be nostalgic too. I think it's important to go in and at least learn, take a little time on your Walt Disney World vacation and spend a little time with Walt. So
I'm sorry. I'll be nostalgic when they take it away because I
always see something new in there, even the stuff that's been there for a while. But I like going in there to see those artifacts. They always have some new models in there. But reading some of the things that he did... and, of course, you're going to have Mike and Sully in there pretty soon. And, of course, I don't like it when they have the previews in there. I never stay for that. But, every couple of years I'll watch the film that they have on Walt's life. And, again, I think it's just something that every person that goes to Walt Disney World, you should take some time to appreciate Walt. You can go in and do that any time of the day. It's rarely crowded.
I mean, you can go through that place in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not a long, extended time period. Yeah. It's good.
You can spend a lot of time in there if you want to, but...
But the movie, I've never seen all of Hall of Presidents. I've never seen...
You always snooze away. Yep.
Walt Disney movie. That's when I'll be nostalgic, when they take it away.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I would add on to that.
I could add a bunch of different... I think Muppet Vision 3D. I think that's...
Right.
It's one of the classic Hollywood Studios attractions.
It's so old.
I love it. I think it's
because you
funny.
Were born in 1986.
I put it up there with Country Bear Jamboree. I think it's hysterical.
Would you?
Yeah.
No.
It's not that good. But
Bunny! Bunny!
That's the funniest part to me.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been fun. And hopefully, through the last two episodes, hopefully we've helped our friends and neighbors really plan out their Hollywood Studios day in terms of dining and how they're spending their morning. You can go back in the archives, the archived episodes, and see where we talked about fast passes and table service as well.
So, and Toy Story Land.
Pretty much, you've got everything you need for Hollywood Studios on this podcast.
Yes. Do not eat at Catalina Eddie's.
You know, Matthew, I had someone say the other day, how have you done 80-something episodes talking about Disney? And evidently somebody that has not listened a whole lot asking the question.
Yeah.
But, you know, truthfully, it's something that and we sit down and think, well, we're going to talk about these episodes. And it just kind of comes to us because we enjoy it. We enjoy helping everybody. We enjoy telling more detail about, hey, here's what you can do to avoid this, or here's what you need to make have a better trip with you and your family. But we just enjoy it. And if there's ways that we are not helping you or ways that you think, hey, could you help me with this? That's why we're here, and that's why we enjoy doing it, and that's why we continue doing these episodes. So just let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say to them, well, there's some podcasts out there that have done several hundred episodes about Walt Disney World. Yep. So we're still
thousands.
In our infancy.
And we still have some more.
We're still in diapers.
RTRs. We have some RTRs we're working on.
Is that just me?
And some other people coming on.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm not in a diaper. Are you, Matthew?
I'm not.
Okay, Derek.
Thank you all so much for tuning in today and for joining us along the ride. Guys, without further ado, we encourage our listeners to, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
In peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your call.